PromiseOfGod.net.
Hello, Brother Thomas.
Hey, Sister Mary. What you got on your mind?
Brother Thomas, I was reading in the book of Job where Satan has access to the third heaven where God's throne is. And yet in Revelation 12, 7, 8, and 9, he is cast out. Can you explain this contradiction?
Yes, Sister Mary. Let us read from the book of Job, from chapters 1 and verse 6 and chapter 2, verse 1. In Job 1, verse 6, it says, "Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them. And the Lord said unto Satan, Whence comest thou? And Satan answered the Lord and said, From going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it. And the Lord said unto Satan, Hast thou considered my servant Job? And there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil. And Satan answered the Lord and said, Doth Job fear God for nothing? Hast not thou made a hedge about him, and about his house, and about all that he hath on every side? Thou hast blessed the work of his hands, and the substance is increased in his land. But put forth thine hand now, and touch all that he hath, and he will curse thee to thy face." And then we see also in Job chapter 2, starting the first one, "Again there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them to present himself before the Lord. And the Lord said unto Satan, From whence comest thou? And Satan answered the Lord and said, From going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it. And the Lord said unto Satan, Hast thou considered my servant Job, and that there is none like him in the earth, perfect man, upright man, one that feareth God and sheweth evil, and still he holdeth fast his integrity, although thou movest me against him to destroy him without cause? And Satan answered the Lord and said, Skin for skin, yea, all that a man hath would he give for his life." Now, I could go on and read, but in the book of Job, we seem to see that Satan has access before the throne of God, and of course, he is known as the great accuser. In fact, there is a verse in Scripture which says he goes forth accusing the brethren. And here we see exactly that, where Satan himself comes before the throne of God accusing the saints of God. And this is his task. Now, in Revelations chapter 12, we see where he is actually kicked out of heaven. And I believe that this takes place in the middle of the tribulation period, the 3.5 years of peace, and then the Antichrist comes in and does the abomination of desolation. And at that point, I believe that Satan is kicked out at the middle of the 3.5 or the middle of the 7-year peace treaty, at the end of the first three and a half years, and I believe that Satan is kicked out and kicked down upon the earth. He had access to the earth, but at this point, and he had access to heaven, but at this point, he doesn't have access to heaven. He and his followers, the demons or fallen angels, have been totally kicked out of heaven and has been cast down here upon this earth. And he knows that he has a very short time to live or to even exist before his defeat. Now let's read Revelations 12, 7, 8, and 9. "And there was a war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels, and prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. know this word anymore, which during the time of Job, he had access to heaven, but here there's found no more access into heaven, not anymore. So therefore I believe that this is different from the time of the book of Job. And I believe that this is will take place in Revelations at the end of the first 3.5 years when the Antichrist comes on the scene. It says in verse 9, "And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him." Now, looking at verses 7 through 13 show that there is a spiritual war in heaven, and that it culminates with the casting of Satan to the earth. When this happens, Satan, knowing his time is short, unleashes his fury upon Israel. When this angelic war began, we are not really told. It may begin at the start of the tribulation, or it may have started when Satan and his angelic followers first fell. In any case, the time of Satan being cast to the earth in some special way seems clear. Verses 13 and 14, which we are not there yet, shows that upon his being cast out, Satan begins to immediately persecute Israel for 3.5 years, which is the last 3.5 years of the 7-year period, which was supposed to have been a 7-year peace treaty. Thus, he is cast out of heaven at the middle, I believe, what is to be the middle of the tribulation. It is interesting to note, too, that Daniel 12:1 tells of the fierce time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation. This is the 3.5 years of great tribulation, also found in Matthew 24:21. In the same verse, Daniel 12:1, wherein Daniel speaks of this final end or persecution, he also speaks of Michael standing up for Daniel's people Israel, which you will, if you will have noticed, in Revelations 12:7. It says, "And there was a war in heaven, Michael and his angels." Do you see the connection here with Revelations 12? Here too, in Revelations, when we reach the chapter describing the final anti-Israel persecution, we also find Michael fighting a war with Satan. Both Daniel 12:1 and Revelations chapter 12, thus we are confirmed in our belief that the woman is Israel. And we see that Michael, in some way, defends the remnant of Israel in his heavenly unseen, in these heavenly unseen realms. The calling of Satan in verse 9 by the title "That Old Serpent" can only be proof of evidence, to Genesis 3:1, wherein Satan deceived Eve. Thus Christ, the author of Revelation, asserts afresh that the Genesis account of the fall is authentic and not a myth. Let me also make the statement, because we have been studying, we have been so long on Revelation 12 and going through it, and I don't want us to forget that this study originally made it with Genesis 3:15, talking about the promise of God in Genesis 3:15, and we got into Revelation 12, proving that the woman in Genesis 3:15 is Israel. And the notice here that he is called the serpent is also a reflection of Genesis, where God has them all together, and we see a picture of not only, we see a picture of the unseen guest, which even though God was talking to the serpent, he was also talking to the one who had possessed the serpent. And, of course, that was Satan, the unseen guest, and therefore he was picked up the nickname or the name of that old serpent. Now let us read Daniel 12:1 and 2. "And at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince, which standeth for the children of the of thy people. Here it says, and there shall be time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation, even to that same time. And at that time thy people shall be delivered, every one that shall be found written in the book of life. And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to everlasting contempt. Here we see Michael, just like we saw Michael 12:1. And here he is fighting for the people of Israel. And it talks about the same as in Matthew chapter 24, where Christ also talks about tribulation like the world has never seen. And here we have such as never was since there was a nation. And so this here is speaking about the same time that 12:7, 8, and 9 are referring to. Here Michael is fighting for the children of Israel, and apparently fighting against Satan and his demons. And of course, verse 2 talks about the resurrection. Now let's put it together. In verse 7 of Revelation, it states that a war is going to take place in heaven, about the middle of the seven-year peace treaty, or when the Antichrist breaks his treaty, which will only last 3.5 years of the 7 years. Michael the archangel seems to be the one in charge of fighting or leading the fight against Satan and his fallen angels. Now, verse 8 says that Satan and his demons were cast out of heaven and that they could no longer be allowed to re-enter. Before this time, we see in Job that Satan had entrance before the throne of God at any time, and usually to try and bring charges against God and the saints. But here it says, neither was there a place found anymore in heaven. Verse 9 brings up his name, that old serpent, referring to his presence in Genesis. When he possessed when Satan possessed the serpent and used that creature to bring down the fall of Adam and Eve and the human race. And that when God was dishing out the punishments or consequences of everybody's sins or actions during the temptation, when he was speaking to the serpent, he was also speaking to Satan, as well as the invisible guest. Satan, in verse 9, no longer has access to heaven, and is humiliated by being cast down to the footstool of God, which is the earth. So out of anger and fury, he begins his attack against Israel and the Jews and the Christians. Well, Sister Mary, we'll have to pick up with verse 10 next week. Is that okay with you?
Yes, Brother Thomas, thank you. If you would like a tape or CD of today's lesson, please write to promiseofgod.net, 545 Big Leaf Road, San Antonio, Texas, 78264. Or email us at t_sal@sbcglobal.net. Or you may call area code 210-626-1416. With your request for any of the broadcast lessons or questions or comments. See you next time at thepromiseofgod.net.